So earlier in the show, if you heard the chef Hong Tai-mi hand pound her curry paste, you might start to think that the coconut milk you use for curry better do right by all the sweat that goes into making that paste. Well, the brand she likes is called Chef's Choice, and you probably need to get it in an Asian market, but our friends at America's Test Kitchen did a taste test of coconut milks you can get in all kinds of places. Sally Swift got the report from Jack Bishop.
Hey, Jack, great to have you back.
Nice to be back, Sally.
So we have spent this hour talking about Thai food, and got me thinking about an ingredient that we use a lot in cooking Thai, which is coconut milk. Have you guys ever evaluated it?
Of course we've evaluated it, Sally. We evaluate everything. We've actually tested 7 different brands. I bet you didn't know there were 7 brands of full fat.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and that's just the full fat canned coconut milk. And we really do think the full fat brands are better than the low fat for the obvious reason that fat makes things delicious.
That's right, it does. And can you just, I actually don't even know how it's made. How is coconut milk made?
Yeah, it's kind of confusing. A lot of people end up sometimes buying the wrong thing. So the liquid that comes out of the center of the coconut, that's coconut water. That's the sports drink that's also popular. You don't really cook with that. Coconut milk is they take shredded, unsweetened coconut, mix it with water, and basically strain out the water. And that liquid is now called coconut milk. And that is the thing that we cook with. It is unsweetened. So would be different than the thing in our beverages. That would be cream of coconut, which has got, you know, it's extra thick and it's got sugar in it. And you certainly don't want to be using cream of coconut in a savory dish. You really want to get unsweetened coconut milk.
I have noticed that there are amazing differences between brands and the way they look. Did you guys notice that? I mean, some of them have liquid on the top. Some of them are gray. Some of them, you can see the fat on the top. Do you have that experience?
Yeah, they were all over the place. Some of them, as you say, were gray, which isn't terribly appealing. They should have the fat separated out on the top. And we actually measured the amount of fat in each can versus the liquid. And some of them were 50-50. And some of them were very close to almost all liquid. And some of them were almost all fat and really ranged quite considerably. We found an expert at a university in Thailand who said it's the variety and the age of the coconuts that's probably explaining that, as well as how much coconut they're putting to how much water. And that obviously if they add a lot of coconut to a small amount of water, you're going to get a much higher fat, more viscous coconut milk, as opposed to if they're using a lot of water and not very much coconut.
Well, that is interesting. And it's interesting that it's allowed to be so erratic. It's not regulated, right?
There are no regulations in the U.S. about this. And so the brands that we tested, there were 7 different brands, mostly from Thailand or from Vietnam. And I would say 4 of them were similar and recommended. But several of them really felt like they were going to make either a broken or slightly greasy soup. For instance, we made a Thai coconut soup with chicken in it as one of the recipes, and really found that it did impact the quality of the finished dish depending on the brand of coconut milk you were using.
It's interesting. Okay, so what was the winner?
So the winner was a brand from Thailand.
Yay.
It's called Aroy, Aroy D. So A-R-O-Y, a little dash, and then the letter D. It was high in fat, also high in sugars. These are the natural sugars from the coconut, which is an indication that they were actually using a fair amount of coconut and a modest amount of water.
And what about the big loser, just to get to the other end?
Well, there was one brand that we really did not like. It was watery and separated. It's called A Taste of Thai Coconut Milk. And we just felt like it didn't have any coconut flavor. And in the various tests was underwhelming.
And do you have a runner-up to the ROD if you can't get that one?
So our runner-up is a brand called Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D. This one is from Vietnam, and another brand that we liked quite a lot.
And what about Goya? How did Goya do? Because you can find that almost everywhere.
So Goya was in third place. Goya actually comes from the Dominican Republic. I think it was the only one in the lineup that didn't come from Asia, and was recommended and finished in third place.
Okay. Thanks for coming in, Jack.
Thank you, Sally.
Jack Bishop is the Chief Creative Officer of America's Test Kitchen, and you can find their coconut milk rankings at splendidtable.org. And that is our show for the week. We hope your new year's off to a great start. And until next time, eat well, drink well, and please tip well. Our show is produced by APM, American Public Media, and supported by you. Thank you for your generosity. We can't do it without you, and we love doing what we do. To help support our show, just head to splendidtable.org and be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you get yours. And if you like it, please leave us a review. It really helps. Our production team includes senior producer Jennifer Russell. Jenny Lubke is our editor and technical director. Erica Romero is our assistant producer. Chip Walton is our digital associate producer. And Sally Swift is our managing producer. Thank you for tuning in. Talk to you next week. I'm Francis Lamb, and this is APM, American Public Media.